Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Dr. Jerry Stanley. Dr. Jerry Stanley is the Senior Vice President and Chief Medical Officer for Harvard MedTech with a passion for healthcare transformation. Dr. Stanley has a deep expertise in population health management, self-insured health plan management, medical consumerism, and direct-to-employer network enablement. As a third-generation family physician, he has grown up in the evolution of healthcare delivery systems and is an active proponent of utilizing data and analytics to educate clinicians about the power of managing patient populations one clinical interaction at a time. He describes the opportunity to find a solution for the growing opioid epidemic and create a resource for clinicians to treat this condition as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to solve societal need. Well, good afternoon, Jerry. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it.
You bet. Absolutely. And this is exciting. I don't typically, you know, I traverse the globe on a regular basis, but I don't typically always land in Kansas City where I'm from, but you're from Kansas City as well. So this is awesome that we're sharing the mic literally just a few miles from each other. So thank you again for jumping on today. So Jerry, moving through some questions here, like you, I've been in healthcare. I was on the technology side, but you've got quite the career in medicine, health tech. You're a senior executive and now the senior vice president and chief medical officer for Harvard MedTech. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
You know, Brian, I wish I could say that I had a secret. I feel like my career path is more like a plate of spaghetti than a straight line. I think if there was a secret, it's really just about being adaptable and being willing to change and take risks. I think really my secret is I was born into healthcare. My father's a family physician. My grandfather's a family physician. So I really don't know a day in my life when I wasn't completely immersed in either the family business of healthcare or eventually the actual business of healthcare. And when I went back to business school, I had this, shall I say, awakening where I decided I wanted to be more of a doctor to medicine instead of a doctor of medicine. And I really had a pivot from taking care of individual patients one at a time to saying, you know, all these problems that I hear doctors talk about, all of these things that patients complain about, let's start fixing. So it was really at that moment where I fell in love with the idea of disrupting healthcare and really breaking it from the inside out.
Thank you for sharing. And again, I like the diversity in as far as your career went, you know, you're starting in the medicine field and then kind of expanding that in the business side of things. So I appreciate you sharing. And switching gears a little bit here, Jerry, what was your biggest single business decision you had to make during the first year of the pandemic? And how different is your business strategy today?
Well, I have to say my COVID and pandemic career change was a little bit odd in the sense that I was working for another company as the chief medical officer for one of their divisions, and I was leading our national response to and for COVID. So I was actively in the weeds every day, working with CDC, working with local health departments, as we were seeing businesses close, transitioning some of the health centers that I was operating from on-site to virtual, but was actively working through the pandemic to really lean into technology as not just a solution, but an opportunity to improve healthcare early in the pandemic. The company I'm currently with, Harvard MedTech, was one of those solutions I was looking at to try to solve the problem around how to treat pain adequately in a primary care setting. And they offered me the opportunity to join this team, and I jumped at it because I really felt like it was an opportunity to change how we deliver healthcare. As part of the Harvard MedTech team early in the pandemic, the shift was really in more of a philosophical shift into allow flexibility. We are a company that's based in Las Vegas, but we really opened the doors to allow creative thought in how we were working with our clinicians, how we were working with our educational teams around the country. So we decentralized really efficiently. And what that did is it allowed us to not just look for talent in one geographic location, but suddenly the U.S. became our basket in which we were looking for talent. So we really saw that talent increase because we were so quick to decentralize.
Thank you for sharing that. And there's been so many stories here on this platform of how people have innovated and shifted gears to really, you know, not just adjust to a pandemic, but really operate in position to achieve better outcomes for patients, for businesses. So I do appreciate that. There's been a major shift, and healthcare truly needs it. Jerry, like you, I've worked in healthcare 20 years on the technology side. So I appreciate all the work that you're doing. So
I don't know if you've seen this, Brian. You know, pre-pandemic, the concept of telemedicine was almost outlandish. And then the pandemic really ushered in the onset of it's okay to talk to your doc virtually. It's okay to engage over the phone. So really from the clinical side, but as well as the patient side, it opened up an avenue for a new way for patients to engage. So instead of having to see your doctor where your chart lives, the doctor can see you where you live. So it's really going back to the days where my grandfather used to practice, or where I remember making house calls with my grandfather.
Absolutely. We have the technology. We've actually had it, but there's always some sort of obstacle in the way. And I think that quickly moved out of the way as soon as we had something as big as the pandemic. So yeah, thank you for sharing that perspective. And so Jerry, in your business in MedTech, you probably most likely leveraging some new or emerging technologies within your business, within your company there. Is there anything you might be able to share with us today?
Really, our entire delivery platform at Harvard MedTech is, in my opinion, using technology that's been around, but in a very revolutionary way. We use virtual reality to engage with patients who've been injured in a workplace injury. So we're engaging people with this virtual reality platform, but we're guiding them through our treatment program by using behavioral health clinicians. So it's a really neat mix of high tech and high touch. We always say it's technology with a human touch, but it's very much using virtual reality, which in a lot of people's mind is a place where kids play. But we're engaging people in a way that is intrinsically real. They're immersed in technology. They're immersed in experiences, what they're seeing, what they're hearing, that entire world that they're living in, we're curating so that we can really drive outcomes for patients that are experiencing pain, depression, anxiety, PTSD. And believe it or not, we're actually seeing a tremendous improvement in people's sleep architecture.
Thank you for sharing, Jerry. That's so important, what you've shared about that. And at the end of the day, the goal here, regardless if it's the human touch or which we all need still, but or that technology to, again, improve our patients' lives. So thank you. And last question, Jerry, can you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either tech or healthcare?
Brian, I thought about this question a lot. And I think for me, the biggest advice I can give to clinicians looking to move into this space, or people that have a gift for technology that are looking to move into the space, is to have an acute awareness that there's always going to be somebody a little bit smarter. There's always going to be somebody with a bigger and a better idea. But that if you have the ability to listen and learn from those around you, and always try to frame what you're doing through the lens of a patient interaction, or what would you do if it was your family member, and really take a very humanistic approach to technology and healthcare, I feel like it really creates a guiding principle or a North Star, as it were, for people that are moving into this space. It's easy to talk healthcare, it's easy to talk tech, but to bring those two together to impact people's lives, I think you really have to have an eye on how this is going to impact the humans that you're interacting with.
Thank you, Jerry. I do appreciate that. And again, what I love about this platform, this podcast, is we get to hear so many different unique perspectives about how we're helping people. And so thank you very, very much. And I want to let you know it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
The pleasure was all mine, Brian. Thank you.
Bye for now.